Hello, folks. Welcome to Nateland. I'm Nate Bargatze, Brian Bates, Aaron Weber. Thank you guys for being here, as always, for listening. We just recorded this, if you're watching this, just a week before. I'm gone right now. Probably just did ridiculousness.
How'd it go?
Went, you know, not good. No. Hopefully it was good. And I'm out in California. That's where I'm at.
Right now.
Right now. Might be on a flight to Miami.
Yeah.
Actually.
Nice.
Yeah. Depends on when they're watching it. If they watch it, you know, are the wonderful folks that get up early and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably still at home. Or still in LA.
Yeah, yeah.
All right.
I'll really be heading to O'Fallon, Missouri.
Oh.
Where Brian and I are headlining the same club back-to-back weekends.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Brian and I.
That works out.
So. Well, if you can only make one, please come to mine.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Try to come to both.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Where is it at?
It's O'Fallon, Missouri, Backdoor Comedy Club.
Just outside St. Louis.
Yeah.
Just outside St. Louis. O'Fallon. All right. Back-to-back weekends.
I'm there this weekend. Brian's the next weekend.
Man.
I'm there his wedding weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm driving back just in time for the wedding.
There you go.
Yeah.
Good
deal. I think I'm somewhere, too. I forget where I'm at. I'll be going to Miami. Yeah. Miami's almost sold out.
Yeah.
There's only, I want to say, as of now doing this, it might be by the time you've seen this be sold out. Hopefully be sold out.
That's a tough city, isn't it, for tickets?
Yeah. Yeah. It's been tough. They get that in Naples. Yeah. Naples, Florida. And they're moving along. They're plugging along. Florida's always a tough market. Especially down there in Miami and then Naples, a little bit older, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I have some friends from Nashville who are going to Naples to see you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
That's cool.
Need a few more of them to come. All right, let's start as always with you guys' comments. Cody Irwin, hello, I teach middle school robotics and computer science. Because of state testing, we have a modified schedule this week, which gives us really short classes. To fill the time, I gave the students a list of podcasts curated for middle school audience. The list consists of your video games episode, a podcast about animal farts, and a short stories podcast. Most of the students chose your podcast from the list. I told them Nateland was a podcast I enjoy and asked if that was why they chose it. The kids said, no, I just wanted to see what old people think about video games. That's it. I'll tell you what, it's pretty good. I mean, podcasts about animal farts. I don't, with kids, middle school.
Yeah.
I mean, that's tough.
Yeah.
I would have probably chosen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too.
Yeah. I'm glad that they chose us. And except you ones that chose, I mean, the short stories podcast, I mean, who could have chose that? I don't know who is taking that one. Animal, I mean, yeah, that's a tough one to beat. It is a good to see the old folk.
Yeah.
You're old.
I know.
Middle school.
I was just thinking it's crazy to think about. In my head, I'm like your bit. I'm like, I think I'm like them.
Yeah.
Nah, they're 15 years younger than me.
Yeah.
15, 16 years.
Yeah.
Pretty crazy.
And you're young to us. I mean, and I'm young to him, barely.
No, to me you're not, but to me to you, I'm an old man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm a good age, though. I can identify to some degree with your...
Right.
Like why you would go out on a Monday night at midnight. I could get that. But I definitely identify now with old people, like why they don't drive at night. Because, you know,
yeah.
I identify with both groups.
Yeah. Yeah. The fun and not fun.
Yeah.
You get both worlds.
I get it.
I was trying to think. I have a new joke now where I'd say that. Something about like you start seeing stuff. I forget what it is. I don't know if I want to say it. Hey, I could maybe remember it, but it's like you do get like stuff. Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, FLF, personality-wise, Aaron is most like Pam from The Office. Started out timid, growing into his own, and slowly becoming one of the favorites.
That's
pretty good.
Nice. I like that they specified personality-wise as if I'd think you meant physically.
Yeah. Yeah, you're much hotter than Pam. Yeah. Now with all your weight you're losing.
Hey, yeah, dude.
They might, you know. They might, you might be. You're getting that is, that's a pretty good one.
I like that you're one of the favorites.
One of the three favorites.
Yeah. FOF, I'd like to remind you, it is called Nate Land. Chad Kirk. Hello, folks. I love the idea of the CPAP tour featuring Breakfast and the Gout. Some alternative names could be the Whistle and the Wheeze. I like that one a lot. Or Worried in the Wasteland.
Wasteline.
I'm sorry. Or Worried in the Wasteline. Are the Aged and the Articulate. I love the podcast. All three of you make my day each time I watch, and I haven't missed an episode. Keep it up. I really like
those. Those are all funny.
Yeah, those are all good.
CPAP tour featuring Breakfast and the Gout.
Yeah.
The Whistle and the Wheeze. The Whistle and the Wheeze.
The Whistle and the Wheeze is I like that one. I don't
Worried
like,
in the Wasteline.
Worried in the Wasteline. That
one's, that's pretty good, too. Yeah. I mean, if I said
the Wasteline, just to be called that is very funny.
Well, I mean, I can see why, it's tough for you to hear that, but it's Worried in the Wasteline. Man, those are really good.
They are.
Joshua Tincher. I'm just here to ask Nate to tell the basketball story with Nick Novicki. I will continue to ask every week until Nate finally graces us with the funniest story I've heard in a long time. Keep up the good works. So I guess I've not told this story.
No,
I
think you told it on another podcast. On Legion of Skanks. We heard it from another perspective.
Yeah. Yeah. Joe List's perspective. He's the one that usually tells
me. No, there's a few. It was Lewis, Dave Smith that told it, I think. Yeah.
Dave was there. So obviously everybody knows Nick, our buddy Nick Novicki's a little person. They just had a baby, a very healthy baby. And so Nick, we played basketball. So I brought Nick. There was a basketball league that we ran in New York, and we'd always play in Queens in Astoria, the Astoria Basketball League, I think is what, you know. It was just comics. And So Joe List, Ted Alexandro. I mean, a lot of people. I'm Miss Jay would always play in it. Big Jay. I'd played in it. We had my buddy Dan Shackey came. Keith Alberstadt, blew his knee up at it.
Oh, wow.
Like, right behind me, like, tore, like, something. Something popped, and we had to back a car up on the, like, on the basketball court and put him in the back, and he had to go to the hospital. Gary Goldman came out there. Kurt Metzger never played basketball. One of the funniest things I ever heard him say, we would shoot free throws for teams, right? So whoever makes it is on one team, whoever misses is on the other team. And so we'd always tell Kurt, like, we'd be like, shoot it. And then one time we'd ask him, like, do you know why you're shooting it? And he goes, oh, I've never known. And so he was just always just like, he just did whatever you told him.
Yeah.
And I mean, when Kurt would get the ball, we were just like, give it. He'd be like, ball, 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 ball. Like, you just wanted it out of his hands. And Kurt was like a big guy and could get rebounds. And so a bunch of us played. We played, I mean, this went on for a while. It was very fun. We played every Wednesday, and we played outdoors. You'd always have kids come try to, like, join and, like, all this. You play with some of the local kids. Usually they were in school. And so I bring Nick, right? And so Nick's playing with us. And, you know, no one wants to block Nick. No one's defending him super hard. And Nick, now he's beat up more than he was. But Nick could play. Played basketball, and they'd have little people leagues and stuff, and like Nick is a good little ball player.
Yeah.
And so Nick's like dribbling around and like making everything. So, and no one really knows what to do, but I brought Nick out, and like it's just getting to a point that they're winning. I mean, he's making every shot.
Yeah.
So I finally, you know, had to put a stop to it. Nick shot one, and I launched it. I mean, just boom, just out of the, like, I don't know. No, everybody's just sitting there and just come out of nowhere and just block it. And everybody's like, all right.
Was he, like, getting more confident every time he shot it?
I mean, he was just dribbling in and, like, you know, and everybody, you'd guard him. But the games would get very competitive.
Yeah.
John Fish would play out there. Like, this guy, like, the games would get super competitive. And, we had Dane Allen, was this one guy, but he's 6'11", and he'd always just, he'd be typical 6'11 guy, shoot threes. Yeah. Like, you're like, we're like, Dane, go down there. Yeah. Dane was not bad, dude. But we would do it, and Nick was just getting, like, he was just making some baskets, dude, and we, and like, started making a bunch of them. And then I just finally...
When you did that, did everyone laugh immediately?
It was like a shock. Because it was like, clearly... It was almost like we were getting bullied by Nick. Yeah. And then I finally stood up to him because he was just knowing, everybody was like, just kind of like, well, what are we supposed to do?
Yeah.
And so then, so I handled it. I launched it.
And then after that, his game was shut down.
After that, he was shut down.
Yeah.
And then I remember we had one kid that he would, every basket he'd make, he'd be like, yes, yes, every shot. And you're like, all right, dude. Yeah, like, yeah. Let's calm it down a little bit. Yeah. Like, but the games would get heated. We almost get some arguments.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's great.
Christy ATX. This podcast has been one of my favorite things to come out of quarantine, but it is a very difficult podcast to hype up. What is a tagline listeners can use to persuade our friends to listen to this podcast? You know, we've mentioned that. And like we say, what is it? What was the one?
It's answer to a question that no one ever asked.
Answer to a question that no one ever asked is a pretty good one.
Yeah.
It's just, yeah, it's just through, it's a, I think it's a podcast trying to be funny. We try to get a topic. We talked about it in the live one. We just pick a topic.
It'll make you feel better about yourself.
Yeah.
As far as your intelligence.
Mm-hmm. You will be shocked of the stuff that we discover on this podcast.
Yeah.
Like, you get to watch two people be like, oh, wow, I didn't know that. And you're like, how do you not know that? There's a lot of stuff like that. It's a lot of three different educations, no education, a very old education, and then the young and new education, the fancy, flashy Notre Dame, the big deal one.
Yeah.
Yours, they might not even teach them that stuff. You know? You ever think about that?
Some of it, there's no reason anymore. Cursive?
Yeah. Like,
what was
yeah.
your degree? It was communications?
Yeah. Yeah. What'd you do in college? Write checks?
Y'all are communicating pretty different back then, right?
Yeah. I mean, right when I was getting out of college, I heard about the concept of the internet.
Yeah.
And I took a computer class my last semester, and the guy talked about how he did email and emailed his brother.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's crazy, but I don't... I'm not going to do that. That's like for computer nerds. Like, yeah. Who cares?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you do a podcast. It's all looking up Wikipedia. That's all that. So she also, Christy's like, they're like, where do they get their facts from? Like, just Wikipedia. They're probably wrong facts. Yeah. But
a few people suggested, to make it seem more authentic, go to the bottom of Wikipedia where they do the sources.
Yeah.
And then just cite them. And just take those.
But that's, I don't want to do that much work.
Yeah, yeah, that's a lot. I don't want to scroll all the way down to the bottom.
People know we're just winging it.
Yeah, the whole theory of this is, look, maybe you do learn, like, or maybe you hear some stuff that you're like, oh, yeah. It's like very easy, kind of easy. You want it to be easy listening.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Easy things to be like, oh, I don't know if I knew that. Like, maybe, you know, we just did an episode on pro wrestling. A lot of people probably not going to care about pro wrestling, but we've had plenty of episodes where people are like, well, I thought I never cared about this, and then I do. Yeah. So we try to realize that not everything's going to be your cup of tea. Not everything's my cup of tea that we talk about. Yeah. I don't care for a lot of the things.
Yeah, that's for sure.
But, yeah, we try to be funny. But
an answer to a question no one ever asked.
Yeah, yeah. Right now, I think that could be in the lead.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, of what describes this show.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Christy's like, I think I'm out. Yeah. Like, she's like, I don't know.
I wanted to help you guys, but you're not helping me.
She goes, you know what? I'm fine just listening to it on my own. I don't need to bring any people into this mess. We're also that. Don't drag people into this car wreck that's going on. You're like,
but if you need to, if you want to have people to talk about it with, there's a good little Nate Land subreddit popping off now.
Oh, really?
That I've seen where people are posting about, talking about the episodes and stuff. Oh,
there you go.
Yeah, it's all cool. Right.
A subreddit.
So check it out on there.
Is subreddit is
it's a, like a Reddit page.
Old guy over here.
Yeah. Reddit page.
Yeah.
Yeah. So a sub, so it's the, yeah.
I think there's a Nate Land fan Facebook page.
There is. Yeah, there is one.
Oh, there you go. You can be in the mix.
Yeah, yeah. Connect with some folks.
There's an Aaron Land page.
There is some guy made an Aaron Land Instagram and has been
It's blowing up.
Yeah, that is tough to describe. How do you describe that to, when Christy goes, she goes, well, there's another podcast, Aaron Land, and they go, wow. Okay, so one of the co-hosts started his own podcast. You go, well, not really. He did. And they go, when does it air? It airs during this one. And they go, okay. And can I listen to it? You go, I can't because it's not real. So there's a lot of that. There's a lot of like, there's no explanation for some of it. But yeah, you've been putting together a best of, and we've even thought about trying to, we ought to put something, we could maybe try to get a clip together to be like, here's something to give. You know, we're trying to make it to be like, here's how you give to someone to go, if you want someone to watch this podcast, we think if we could find like a 10-minute.
Like a cheat sheet almost of all the terms.
Yeah.
And,
That'd
be cool.
Yeah. Jose Venta. It's been a while, but when Aaron talked about canceling memberships at the gym, it reminded me that I tried once to do it over the phone by saying my mom had died and I had to go back home to Puerto Rico. I was fake. Choking up, I was faking it, choking up a bit, and then asked if there was any possibility I would be coming back. And they asked if there was any possibility I would be coming back to St. Louis. And I said, probably to move because I was permanently moving back home. And they said, well, okay, when you come get your stuff before you move back home, just come in and cancel. Let's just say, luckily, my mom is still alive and I've yet to cancel that membership. And this was 5 years ago. Love you guys. You found your soulmate.
Yeah.
There should be a Reddit for people that can't cancel that membership. That's so good. Would you come back, I guess, to get my stuff? Oh, well, there perfect. You go. Just swing in.
We'll need a death certificate.
They know. That's how good Planet Fitness is.
Yeah.
They just know you're not. All you got to do is make them come in and cancel.
Mm-hmm.
They could be like, we're not even going to be weird about it. We're going to go, okay.
You'd be good at that job, to like spinning and reading through people's excuses, I feel like. Feel free to like, I can't come by. You'd be like, yeah, but you can. I don't know. I feel like you would talk me into it. And like three questions like that. To go from fake crying to being like, all right, I'll come that
and
quick.
And he's paid.
Yeah. 5 years.
$600 and some dollars.
Yeah,
probably.
$600 or so.
It cost him $600.
Yeah.
Just the annoyance of having to go down there and do it. It's a pretty good business they got.
Yeah.
They're not saying don't cancel. They're going like, look, cancel anytime. You can absolutely, we're not even making you go through hoops. I signed up, I was in the New York Times crossword. I was an answer on the New York Times crossword puzzle, which is one of the craziest things I think I've ever got to be a part of. Out of all the things, it is pretty mind-blowing to be that answer. So I don't read the New York Times. And so I signed up for it, and then I was going to go to the subscriptions to, like, you know, I mean, they're so nice, I should subscribe to them, because it was very nice to be included in that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've subscribed to it. And then I went to go to my subscription on my phone to then just go ahead and cancel it, because I wanted to just do this one.
Yeah,
I didn't even do it, just to see mine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you got to call someone to cancel, and you're like, "Well, they got me."
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, I'll never.
I need to cancel a crossword puzzle.
That's weird.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, you're in for life, dude.
But they gave me an answer. They made me an answer, so I'll take it.
That's cool,
Jason Williams. This podcast is the real life version of Billy Madison, where Nate learns basic things he should have learned K through 12 from Aaron and Beep Bop. I went to high school with Jason Williams. What if that's him?
Did he?
Yeah, he drives a...
Might have been the basketball
car
player.
Car service. Could be the basketball player.
Mm-hmm.
Seems like, I mean, I would love it to be the best. Like, Jason Williams doesn't feel like that's how he talks. Hey, guys. Jason Williams here. You know, the...
Was it White Chocolate?
White Chocolate. A.K.A. White Chocolate.
Hello, folks. White Chocolate here.
Tracy Afifi. I am a tenured professor and a stand-up comedy super fan. I have to say I've been surprised by how much reference there has been to the academics survey data collection and the peer review process. This is the world that I live in. You might be surprised to know that I love the way Nate thinks about research. He comes in skeptical and is looking for the bias. Nate, you asked an excellent question about how does the general population know where to get accurate information from studies. With permission, I would like to use this clip from Aliens episode in my class to teach my students the importance of communicating findings to the general public. Do we have the clip or?
No, she didn't say. That's all it was. But it was like, I think we talked about the Aliens episode about how you talked about how you got to be skeptical because you don't know what they're trying to make you do out there.
Yeah.
So that's good.
Well, that's so funny that they're in a class. They're like, well, we've got to communicate to the general public. I mean, look what we're dealing with here.
Yeah.
These are the people we're informing. All right. Yeah. So we can,
I'm giving you the people's perspective, the people's elbow. I'm giving the people's perspective of going, yo, where is this information coming from? I don't believe it. Yeah, dude. Yeah. You can absolutely use it.
Yeah, that's awesome.
I would love for you to use it.
We've been a source in a paper. Now you're getting played in college classes, man.
College classes. Tenured professor, which is a big deal.
Yeah.
Right? That means like she gets paid.
She wants you to know I'm not an adjunct professor. I'm the real McCoy. Yeah.
What does tenured mean? You've been doing it for the longest.
You have tenure, yeah.
You have tenure.
I think you have a lot more rights. I mean, as far as it's not as easy to fire you.
She can vote now? Wow. That's her right. They're listening to her. One of your parking gets better.
Maybe.
I bet.
Better. The tenured lot? Mm-hmm. They got to get a better lot.
I don't know if they have their own lot. They might have a sign or two. You know?
How many are there? Is it hard to get it?
I think there's a fair amount. I mean, it takes years. You have to be on a tenure track, it's called, and then you eventually get there.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's like you have to, because most people quit. Is it like Planet Fitness? Is it basically like they know, like it's there? You can get out. But if you stick through it, which is Planet Fitness's kind of goal,
yeah,
you will be better for it.
Yeah. Maybe.
Maybe. That doesn't make sense. That analogy is not that good. I would have tried to find a quicker way to get to tenure, and then I would not have it.
Yeah.
Don't do my route. Stephen Mitchell, I had my sister in town a few weeks ago and had to show her one of the funniest dudes I've ever seen. The Big Dumb Eyes reference got me again so hard I literally passed out of my chair and they had to call the paramedics. I'm all good, but I've been banned from watching Nate on my own for fear of repeating the laughing episode in ER visit. Thanks for clean comedy. I appreciate that. Almost killed him. Literally killed him.
Yeah. He might have some underlying conditions.
No, I think he's doing fine. He gets good comedy. I tell you that.
He's got great taste. I'll say that.
Yeah. Somebody gets thin, all of a sudden they're judging others.
No. Yeah. Whoa.
Mr. Fitness
that's
over
true.
Here.
Wow. P90X. You want to do your fitness part of your podcast?
You got a fitness cast going.
Fitness downloads Aaron WAP, Aaron's new app. It's how to lose weight. How to lose weight in 8 episodes. Eddie Riley Jr., my son Jaden and me are absolutely enamored with this show. We never miss an episode, and we actually have bonded over the show by making Thursdays at our house all about Nateland. My son has begged me to see you in person, so we made a deal that if he maintained straight A's all year, I would take him to show the moment you started touring again, no matter the distance. Well, folks, he did it. And I was extremely lucky to have a friend who had tickets to your sold-out show and is willing to sell them to me so I can hold up my end of the bargain. So, Nate, we will see you August 7th in Sacramento. All right. Straight A's.
Way to go, Jaden.
Way to go. I'm going to be honest with you. Oh, man. What if that show?
I was about to say, you're like, that show has been canceled.
Yeah. I don't know. I got to see. California's not opening up like we thought.
Yeah.
We will see.
Sorry, Jaden.
Yes, Jaden.
Next year, buddy. Yeah. You do it again next year.
Okay, we're gonna get you.
Just work
if
hard.
If that doesn't happen, I don't know. I don't know for sure yet. But August, California's not opening up. So no matter what.
His buddy sold him tickets because he knows.
Because he knows.
Yeah, man, I'll do it for little Jaden.
Yeah, dude.
I'll sell you all of them.
Yeah. Straight A's.
Way to go.
Well, Eddie, I'll get whatever. We're going to figure out what show. And you don't have to. You know what, Eddie, you and Jaden, you don't have to buy tickets. We'll figure out. Email the podcast. Nayland@neighborgetsy.com. But let me know when the email gets there. Email the podcast. We're gonna get y'all to show you. Get straight A's, dude. You get a reward that you can't.
Yeah.
He's gonna go, and we'll get him. And he'll come backstage. We'll meet him afterwards. If that show doesn't happen, I mean, another one will.
Could you drive to Boise?
Yeah. Eddie, Jaden, have you ever heard of Des Moines? Just trying to get him to go.
Miami's not selling well.
Come down to Miami.
You said no matter the distance. It's like the trip cost him $7,000. He just comes back in the green room, eats the food in the back. He's like, we just love some of that.
Driving for 12 days.
Like on Seinfeld, when they give him, do you mind if we have those oranges?
Japanese businessmen.
And he brings them oranges. He goes, can we have these oranges? And then they're eating the oranges because they're out of money. We're getting them to the show. It's all going to come together. John Zietmeyer. Is there anything you have to double check with your wife before you use it as material? If so, what are those conversations like? I can't remember. I think I've asked, but it's not as she, you know, I'm very lucky. She gets it. She's very, very good about it. And so it is funny. I mean, if we get in a real fight, the thing is you want to ride a balance too. Like, I don't want everyone her thinking like, if we're, you know, I mean, when you're in the moment, though, it's like you're in the moment. Like, you're not, completely come out of going like, I'll make this a joke. But when it does happen, you know.
One fell swoop happened pretty quick.
Yeah.
You called me.
Yeah.
Whenever it happened, and you were like, this could be a joke, right?
Yeah. Marriage is falling apart, but that might be my clothes on this. I'll be honest with you, I might close it. I mean, especially if it's a closing, that's a little different than just something in the middle. You're like, you're closing on it? Yeah, yeah, come on, dude. I don't know. I don't think there's anything that she's been pretty good about it. And I'll tell her, and, you know, you got to find the right moment to tell her, like, too. Like, you don't just, you're not in it. Going, I'm going to use this as a joke. But whenever the fight's over. But One Fell Swoop is probably the quickest where I was like, that could be something.
Yeah.
Because there was time in between it happening. It's like the One Fell Swoop happened. So that's kind of where the whole joke came from, is on the phone, her saying One Fell Swoop. And then it was me driving home to then be in that other fight. So then I'm just thinking about the joke aspect of it on the way home.
Yeah.
So, like, I already kind of got the beginning, and I just finished it off.
Looking for a button on this.
Yeah.
You swayed in a certain direction.
I walked in a tuxedo because I needed something. Yeah. I wanted to be different. You just come in. So I went and bought another dog without telling her, because I was like, let me see her reaction to that. I look at her as like a science project. Come in. Yeah, I don't know. Did your wife get mad?
No, she's been good. I mean, I've only been married a little over a year, but so far she's been great about everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't talk about it.
Yeah.
Her very much.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
just been on stage.
He tries not to tell anyone he's engaged.
Yeah, I try to. I like to let the audience keep guessing. You know, you will.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think I. Well, I mean, I've been married basically so long, but I didn't. I don't think I ever had like my girlfriend joke. I don't think. I really don't.
Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. When I think about it. I mean, we got married. I was 2006, so I was started in 2003, so I was three and a half years into comedy, and I don't think I ever had a fiance or a girlfriend joke. It's pretty funny. I never thought about that. Mm. I just was just wife.
Man.
Because we lived separate until we got married. So man. I guess that's why.
I'm still doing girlfriend and fiance jokes. Even I've been married for a year and a half.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, you never had like dating jokes then?
No, I had a joke saying I don't have any dating jokes. I think one of my favorite jokes of, I went from my mom to her.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I've never had an hour without some lady being like, I don't know if I would do that. That's a joke. That's a great one to bring back. Cause sometimes people don't know it. Cause it was, I don't remember when I did it, but it was on something.
That was on the Comedy Central.
Oh, yeah. And then, so it's like fun to bring back, in like corporates or sometimes even like that to do some old stuff. Cause it's like, people don't remember it, but that's one of my, I mean, out of my jokes, but that's one of my favorite jokes. Cause I think,
did you have Harper when you first told it?
I think so. Maybe not. Cause then I added Harper. Now we have a daughter, so I'll never know.
Yeah. Just rooting for a girl. Just throw a tag on that joke.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't remember if I had that joke before. I just need it.
Please let it be a girl.
Yeah. Jensen Melville. Melville. Every time Nate reads the comments, it reminds me of Michael getting mad at his roast on The Office. The whole thing was his idea, and now he's upset that they're making fun of him. That's a great episode. Well, you're supposed to say something nice. None of y'all say anything nice about me afterwards. Yeah.
Really went after my intelligence there. Really,
All right. This week, I got to get it together. This week, we, as you know, because you've seen the title, we're talking about the presidents, just the U.S. ones. is anybody else called president?
Well, like presidents of companies or, there's other countries that are presidents.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know.
Prime minister, that kind of, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, what would you want, you know? Chancellor. Would you rather be a president, chancellor? I mean, a king, there's still kings, right?
Yeah.
But are there kings that are Queen Elizabeth and all that kind of stuff? Are they running that?
Mm-mm.
They're just figureheads. Yeah. Yeah.
They have a prime minister.
It's all a joke.
Oh, is it?
I think it's so silly.
I mean, it's more just pop and circumstance. Like, when Margaret Thatcher, was prime minister of England, or Winston Churchill back in World War II, they were calling the shots.
So they just, when did it switch?
I don't know.
A long time ago, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, we can do it. We already do an episode on that.
The royal family?
The royal family.
That'd be fun.
My mom loves it. Moms are way into it. Dude.
Yeah?
That is an enormous mom thing.
She watched the weddings and everything?
Oh. Yeah. Oh.
Like 2 a.m. You had to get up.
Oh, dude. Yeah. I mean, every single wedding, funeral, she knows all about it. She knows all that's going on. The Meghan Markle kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I mean, dude, it is a real life soap opera. And I'm sure there's a lot of people that like, I almost actually started watching a documentary about them. I tried to last night or start one because I was just kind of like, I'm kind of curious about like Princess Di. Princess Di, like, I think changed it. Like, everybody just became in love with her.
Yeah.
And then so the obsession of like, you know, I think it is. I think it's like, you know,
maybe you should watch The Crown.
She did.
I mean, if you're,
I don't know if I want to go.
we watched season one, and I mean, you see her. That's when she became queen, and then her relationship with Winston Churchill, and he consults her obviously, and she's in on all the stuff, but ultimately, it's the prime minister's decision.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so they're electing the prime minister, and then, but what would there be comparison to be here? Is there even a comparison?
The Kardashians?
Is it?
I mean,
like,
they're...
It's like that.
I mean, it's just... Yes, now
they
just
say long live the queen. Like, you know, it's funny, like, don't they... They say all that queen stuff. The prime minister is like, is he like, oh, hey, can I get... yeah. I'm actually running the show.
Did all the work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that's not a good comparison then, because we're not going to say long live the Kardashians. They do, obviously...
Like a they're very important humanitarian stuff. Like, yeah.
A what?
Humanitarian.
Is that where you put your lizards?
Yeah. What's the human What's like a
humanitarian?
Yeah.
Okay.
Humanitarian.
Who?
Yeah.
Which one?
No, isn't that the like doing things for people? Like they that's the, like, what the human they do. Fun? The human fun. Humanitarian. Heritarian.
Yeah.
Oh, humanitarian.
Humanitarian.
Yeah. That's what,
yeah, yeah. When you.
What about him?
Was I not saying that right?
You. We got there eventually. Yeah. And then you went back. And then we got back.
Humanitarian.
Okay.
Yes. When you just.
With an M or an N at the end?
An N.
E-N.
Humanitarian.
Like, yeah.
I think I was saying it. And then you questioned it like.
I thought you were putting. I thought you were saying humanitarian, like a where you keep.
A lizard.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they like that? No. They're. Yeah, like they do those kind of things.
Yeah.
They, yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
All right. So I'm exactly right. And, I mean, I said enough of the word that I think most people at home are like, yeah, dude, we get.
Yeah.
I've said so many words wrong that they go, in the context of what he's talking about, I know he's not talking about lizard cages.
People love gimbership, by the way.
Gimbership?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're like, there should be more words like that. Put together.
Yeah. Gimbership.
Yeah.
Yeah. It is a good. That's what a company. Planet Fitness should have done it.
Yeah.
We have a gimbership.
Yeah.
We have a gimbership.
Yeah. Yeah. It works out.
Yeah.
It works. It's gold.
Jared. Save a little time.
Mm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Get to the point.
Yeah.
Okay. Membership to what? That's why I said gimbership. You just saved me a couple questions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No one wants to work out. Now I'm trying to get to these questions like, quicker.
Yeah.
It's good for the lazy.
Yeah.
Gymbership. All right.
All right. Well, so this is about U.S. presidents.
The royal family would be, that would be a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it would be.
I'll be the crown stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You want to do that a future episode?
Yeah.
All right. Have your mom on as a consultant?
My mom would know everything. She knows
yeah.
everything.
Yeah.
Yeah. So... I was shocked at how many just crazy things happened in the early days of U.S. presidents. Uh-huh. I mean, it's just, it was just a different world back then as far as the
Let's start it off. What is a U.S. president?
Do you know the three qualifications to be a U.S. president?
You have to be
current,
over,
like the current ones? Because no, they
the
added.
Old, I think the old ones.
Well, this.
They've added some
what do you think
qualifications since yeah. it started.
Oh, this says the...
Yeah, like not at the beginning.
Okay.
I would think... Let me see.
You know, okay, go ahead. But I was going to say, this says it's remained the same since Washington.
Okay.
But maybe the stuff you read's different.
I didn't scroll down Wikipedia. Yeah. Maybe it changed at the bottom.
Maybe it's changed. Yeah, yeah, Notre Dame's doing its own kind of thing.
I mean, you may be right.
Did you fall asleep when the professor goes, and that when your professor goes, that's what I think they should be doing. You don't hear that part of the sentence? And that's what I think they should honestly be doing. You're like, what's that?
I thought the age thing had changed, but I guess not.
35.
Yeah. You have to be at least 35.
Yep. Yeah. Born in America.
Right.
Natural born citizen.
Right. Natural born citizen.
Meaning if your parents were U.S. citizens, you were born abroad, you could still.
Yes. Yeah.
The third one I did not know.
To be a male?
6 foot tall. Yes. Yeah. Goes. It used to be the white, but I guess that's different now.
Still got to be a dude.
It used to be white male, and that's changed, I think.
Is that what you were talking about?
Yeah.
They changed?
Yeah. That's what you know, find out.
Yeah. Right about 2008, that changed.
Yeah. When y'all, someone sees Obama, they go, I guess they updated the. So the guy pulls out some papers and goes, I guess I didn't see. Where was that change? When was that made?
What is, I don't know. What is the other?
Hold on.
Okay, we still got
6 feet tall.
At least 6 feet.
Born here, 35 years old. I don't know if I know.
You have to be a resident for a minimum of 14 years. So you couldn't be born here and then immediately move away your whole life.
And come back.
And then at age 40, you want to run for president.
Wow.
I was thinking they should do that for mayors and stuff.
You can't just move to the town and immediately run?
Yeah, like you think like there's mayors that you're like, are you from there? Like that town? Like,
right.
Is our mayor, John Cooper, the mayor in Nashville, is he from Nashville?
I think so.
Okay. Yeah. That worked out.
Yeah.
But it's, like some of us, everybody from a mayor, like...
No, I don't know. I mean, probably every city has different.
Like New York, are they all New Yorkers? Are they all? Do they all move up there? Like, you know, is it like? It's like a status. Like to be New York mayor is bigger than being, you know, Nashville's mayor.
Yeah.
So like, do you want to go? Like, no, I'm trying to be New York mayor's.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about Bill de Blasio. Cooper was raised in Shelbyville.
Yeah.
Born in Nashville.
Okay.
Raised in Shelbyville, moved back to Nashville in his adult life.
Yeah.
I just, yeah, like to me, like I was, yeah, maybe most mayors are from the town.
Probably most are. I'm sure there's some
that
move there.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The other thing one thing is just the security back then. It's crazy how lax it was. Mm-hmm. Like it was almost to the equivalent of maybe a celebrity now where if you go places, you got maybe a couple people with you. You got a guy who makes sure nobody gets too close, but that's about it. The White House was still open just to walk in, even during the Civil War.
Wow.
where this country's literally fighting against each other and people could just enter the White House every day. They just left the Pennsylvania Avenue's door open all day long, sometimes even to the evening, they said. And it didn't change till the late 1800s when they had to have a door policy for people coming in.
Wow.
So people would just take trips there and you would go walk in. Would you see the president?
You could, yeah.
Yeah.
Very much so.
You could walk up to the president.
It wouldn't be out of the question. Yeah. Yeah. It wouldn't probably be easy, but it wouldn't be that hard either.
Yeah. They got him in the back at least.
Yeah. But you could, like, you know, maybe like a mayor or something where you just, you might just run into him somewhere.
Yeah, but I don't think, could you get to a mayor?
Not easily. I mean, I guess it depends on what town you're talking about.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's probably something like that.
Yeah. It's like Andy Griffith.
The mayor of Mayberry?
Well, yeah. He's the sheriff. But like, you know, you could just walk in there and
just super casual.
Yeah, it was very casual.
Yeah. It's just hard to think about.
Well, the White House, I wonder if it was... You know, I think then, I mean, was there like a celebrities? There wasn't really celebrities back then.
Not really.
People didn't, I mean, it's crazy. A celebrity is like, even the word is like you're celebrating. It's kind of celebrating a person.
Yeah.
And so look up, who was the first celebrity?
I wonder if people.
Who's considered the first celebrity?
Probably, if not Eve, probably Adam.
But I mean, but the idea of it, like back then, you clearly
Garibaldi. No, for the modern age, you were going all time.
I just, in general, what the word means now, like,
Cleopatra.
Well,
do what makes someone a celebrity.
Yeah.
What does it even mean?
My guess is people. Well, the early presidents, people certainly probably didn't know what they looked like.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And might have been a lot of people that couldn't even tell you who the president was.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
I don't even know. I was going to get to that later, but John Wilkes Booth killed Lincoln. He was an actor. John Wilkes Booth was. His brother was the most successful actor of 1800. He was like the Tom Hanks of that time.
Oh, really?
Wow.
And of course, they didn't have movies, but they had plays, and he was a huge star. And John Wilkes Booth's brother saved Abraham Lincoln's son from falling off a train track.
Wow.
Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. Wow. And then his other brother one-upped him.
Yeah. Yeah. So that story is pretty crazy about talking about security.
Yeah.
Abraham Lincoln goes to this play, and, the Secret Service, well, they didn't have Secret Service, but his bodyguard, Lincoln told him, just, I'm cool, man, according to him. And so the guy went across the street with the valet, hung out at a bar. And so he had no security when they shot and killed him.
And no one's like stopped him coming up. Yeah.
Mm-mm. Ulysses S. Grant, the Union general, was supposed to go with him to the play. And he said he always regretted it because he thinks he could have stopped the guy.
Yeah.
But he never did. But the guy who was the bodyguard that let him, that let it happen, did not get fired.
Really?
He got reprimanded, but kept his job, ended up bodyguarding the Lincoln's wife.
Really?
Crazy.
What was her name?
Mary Todd.
Yeah, Mary Todd.
Yeah.
But like, what are you going to say if Lincoln tells you to go?
Yeah.
Like, if he tells you to go, like, what are you going to say? Like,
it's, well, she called him a murderer.
Mary Todd did?
Yeah. Now, she obviously had some mental issues, but.
Yeah. Did she?
Yeah, she did. Yeah. She did. I shouldn't say obviously, like, everybody knows that. Like, they know Mary.
Yeah. You know, obviously, Mary Giselle.
Obviously.
You know, Mary, she's a little different.
Yeah.
But, I don't think he was supposed to be gone the whole time. I think he was supposed to just hang out in the back. Don't go across the street to a bar and you hear a gunshot. You're like, uh-oh, that didn't sound good.
Yeah.
And run over there.
What if he hears it? He goes, what are the odds it's Lincoln? You go, I mean, they are, your odds are, I'll be honest with you, they are high. Because I just don't know who it could be. But maybe, like, that's what someone's, as he doesn't run out. And he's, I can just picture him, he's talking and he's like, all that commotion going on. And he goes, what are the odds that it was the president? He goes, I mean, look, maybe it's the guy that was trying to do it and they got him. That's, and then he's like, yeah, right? He goes, yeah, dude, it could have, probably that. And he goes, right? It's probably they got the guy that, all right, I'm going to go over there. Who was shot? Abraham Lincoln.
The one guy I didn't want it to be.
I was afraid of that.
That's the only guy. Mary Todd get hit. And he just asked us. He's like, he knows she doesn't like it. Murderer. Oh, God. Here we go. You know she's not right.
Yeah,
right?
Obviously, you know? She's mentally ill.
But. Obviously, she's not right. Something's not right.
This is just a crazy stat. So John Adams was the second president of the United States. Thomas Jefferson was the third. They both died on the same day, July 4th, 1826, on the 50-year anniversary of the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah.
Oh, you knew that? I was trying to impress you.
No, I was in the. There's a show on HBO called John Adams, which is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
About that. And I think Adams' last words were, Jefferson lives.
Yes, even though Jefferson had already died.
He just didn't know. Is that true?
Yeah. He just didn't know
it. Why was it Jefferson lives?
They had a really complicated and long relationship, and they just really respected each other. And they, I don't know.
Jefferson survives, I think he said.
Oh, they loved each other.
They hated each other for a while.
Yeah.
And then, but then they really got together. When do you talk about this stuff in school?
Well, that wasn't school. That was me just watching.
Is that Paul Giamatti? Show.
Paul Giamatti plays John Adams. Oh. He's unbelievable in it. Yeah.
Well, I thought you like.
No, it's just the show.
When does people get into this stuff, man?
I'm sure if you take history classes,
below
American
deck.
History.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's and then 5 years after that, James Monroe, the fifth president, died on July 4th.
Really?
So three of the first five presidents died on July 4th.
Patriotic.
Yep.
Did, and what significance is July 4th? I guess that, I
yes.
And so why
tell me like you're telling a five-year-old.
Yeah.
what's the surplus?
Yeah.
Thomas Jefferson claimed to be an accomplished architect. He designed his famous home at Monticello.
You say claim to be like, we don't have.
I said that because George Costanza always claimed to be
architect. Okay.
Yeah, he was an architect.
You know, the, what is it? The
Gutenberg?
The Gutenberg.
Is that it? The Guggenheim?
No, the Guggenheim down there. Yeah. Didn't take that. He goes, you did that? Yeah. Didn't take that long either.
James Madison, the fourth president, was the shortest, smallest president ever. He was 5'4" and weighed 100 pounds.
That's crazy.
100 pounds.
Harper weighs 60 pounds.
Well, how much is Laura?
Huh? I mean, probably like 100.
Yeah.
Like, maybe 110. She's getting a little, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to get her back down. Okay. Yikes. She walks in and, wow. So I got that door refinished, you know.
She's going to be Joan and Mike Oslam on that wrestling thing. What was it? The something thriller? Yeah. The big chick thriller?
Yeah, brings in the fat chicks.
Fat chicks thriller.
Yeah, fat chicks thriller. That's how Laura has to come in through the door. She used to come in through the window. Now
you're straining
over. Out of here, walk up, I hit that garage door button. Go. She's coming in the back, folks. Let her through.
Here comes Miss 110. Well, he was 100 pounds. He was very small. John Quincy Adams was a huge fan of skinny dipping every day. did every morning in the Potomac River. Yeah. Finally, a female reporter knew it and sat on his clothes until he granted her an interview. First female reporter to get an interview with the president.
While he was president, yeah. He would go out alone in skinny dip.
I don't know if he's alone, but apparently, because she got his clothes.
Yeah. Wow. She could get to him.
Yeah.
And then, yeah.
It's pretty amazing to me how when America was founded, we were like, we're going to form a democracy, get away from this oppressive monarchy. And then we have a father-son presidency that quickly. John Quincy Adams and John Adams. Like, we're already double-dipping on these families. Like, we don't have enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like it's just so new of a thing.
Yeah.
But I think it's people want to just vote for, like, well, they are in it. They know. Like, you just want someone that's, like, up there.
Yeah.
Like, you're almost, they at least, you know, it's like, I mean, some people do want, you want new. Mm-hmm. And you want something crazy. But I think most people, you're just like, yeah, I just want, like, you know, it's a lot of Bushes, a lot of Clintons. Yeah. Because like, you're like, yeah, they know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. You know, it's like, yeah. I don't need to get into it.
Yeah.
And you're just like, just get a. So it's probably pretty easy to be like, you know, you're like, oh, yeah, I liked his dad, you know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
John's boy.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let him do it.
Now we're up to Andrew Jackson. Boy, you could do a whole podcast just on him.
Mm-hmm.
He fought in so many duels.
Yeah.
I mean, killed a guy, didn't even hurt his presidential candidacy.
Yeah.
They were just into it. It did. Back then it said many American men, especially in the South, viewed duel as a time-honored tradition, dueling.
So dueling was it on its way out probably?
He brought it back?
Well, I mean, was it like,
I don't know.
Still, you know, when was Andrew Jackson? Yeah.
I'm looking up dueling.
Early 1800s. There's one time while he was president, a guy tried to assassinate him. It's the first attempt on a president. The gun misfired. He pulled out a second pistol. It also misfired. Andrew Jackson, now furious, this guy's tried to shoot him twice, took his cane and beat the guy to a pulp.
And killed him.
No, Davy Crockett had to pull him off of him before the guy got killed.
Oh, but dude, how funny is that? That's the guy in the room. Well, who calmed it down? Are we going to tell me Davy Crockett was in the room? Actually,
yeah.
Actually, Davy Crockett was in the room. That's a who's who.
I know. We had a crazy party that was going on.
Yeah. He got in so many duels. He got tangled up twice with the governor of Tennessee.
Really?
John Sevier. He was the governor. They traded shots in a crowd, and the only person that got hit was a woman standing close by. And then they met a second time in Knoxville for a duel, and they got so heated that John Sevier's horse ran away with the pistols, and so they had to cancel the duel.
Oh, I mean, just the frustration of that.
But he's the governor of Tennessee, and he's just meeting people.
I love it.
Well, the fact that Andrew Jackson loves it.
Yeah.
Like, like, bring it on.
Let's go.
Yeah. that's what's so, yeah, that's so crazy, dude.
Yeah.
Just to be in a crowd and then be like, how did he do? You know what he did? He shot somebody.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, people had it in the newspapers. They just read it, you know, and was like, because I guess all the newspapers, how are they getting around everywhere? Like, I don't, mm-hmm. I picture trying to read a newspaper, and the news back then was just.
Well, it's got to be so delayed.
Yeah. Isn't that what the Tom Hanks movie is? News of the World, something like that?
Yeah.
Like, or, yeah.
Yeah. You told us.
Did you watch
that.
It?
He would go around and read it to people because people couldn't read.
Yeah. So you'd be so, you know. So, like, all this stuff could even get missed because by the time.
Yeah, they said Andrew Jackson could have fought 12 duels, could have fought 100. They're not sure.
Yeah.
They have no idea, but he liked to fight.
Out there,
he
dude.
Liked to, yeah.
He liked to go at it.
I mean,
usually because they insulted his wife.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, wow.
His wife, I think, maybe married him before her last marriage was annulled.
Oh, okay.
So people accused her of being an adulterer, and Rachel Donaldson, who Donaldson's named after, and he would fight for his wife.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah.
Defending his family's honor, dude.
He trained his pet parrot how to curse. And it got so bad at Jackson's funeral, they had to remove the parrot from the funeral because it was cussing so much.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's crazy.
That's awesome.
I think Joe Zimmerman has a funny joke about that.
Yeah, Joe Zimmerman has a very funny joke about Andrew Jackson.
Yeah.
I forget what it was. But it was like, what are the duels? So when would they go do duels?
The duels are usually about a matter of honor. The goal of a duel is not usually to kill the opponent, but to restore the honor of the man who declared the duel. And there are exceptions. There are legal exceptions for murder and you know, for assault. It's like, consider this, you can declare a duel and all bets are off. You can do whatever you want in the duel. I think there are some actual countries now where there are still kind of exceptions for duels, but people don't do them anymore. But
you could.
They're still in the law, technically. Yeah. Yeah.
So you could declare when the rules of it.
Yeah.
The person who...
Now, you just have to agree on the rules beforehand. So everyone could do it a little differently. When you think about a duel like the Wild West, where you walk 10 yeah. steps and then turn around and then it's like quick draw.
Yeah.
That's just, they've agreed on those rules. But I don't know if like Andrew Jackson's duels went like that. Probably not. You can do it with a knife too if you want. Knife or a sword.
Yeah, I mean, when you know when to draw and when not to draw, like,
I don't know.
You know, just be really quick with it.
Yeah.
What if you were just, every time I do a duel, I shoot you immediately?
Yeah.
I guess that's not honoring, and you're like,
yeah,
honorable.
Defeats the whole purpose, I guess.
And then you're like, but I'm dead. Not.
But I won.
Yeah, but I won, and he's not.
Yeah.
The other guy's dead, I'm not.
Yeah.
So what's the problem? You know, what's the problem? I don't understand.
Yeah.
Would you like to duel?
Yeah. Ask him who won the duel.
You just keep. So do you want to? No. You have to cut him off so quick. Because you know, once he's like, would you like to duel? Boom. He just shoots you. So you got to. He's like, do you want to do? No.
Yeah, yeah.
No. You have to like. You're like, dude, he'll just shoot you out of nowhere. That's so crazy. Just to think of, when was he president?
Early 1800s, like 1830s.
Just to be actively, I mean, golly. I mean, we're, you know, you're coming up on 200 years ago.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just, I mean, just a wild. I mean, just to think about where, how long did he live?
He lived pretty old by those standards.
He was 78 when he died.
Oh, yeah.
Died here in Nashville.
Yeah.
78, crazy.
Yeah. And then... Fought in so many duels, and then he lived a long life.
Mm-hmm.
He kept a 1,400-pound block of cheddar cheese in the White House for anyone to come have some of.
Yeah.
You knew that?
This is a great plot point in the West Wing.
It is?
Yeah, where the Bartlett administration has a big block of cheese day to honor the spirit of with that block of cheese, where they like take meetings with organizations that would typically be dismissed, like weird fringe groups. They meet with him. It's called Big Block of Cheese Day. That's how I know about that.
I think someone just gave it to him as a gift. He's like, what am I gonna do with this? So he just put it out for anybody to come. The people come have some cheese.
Spirit. That's why he was loved. It's like a common man. Like, this is the people's house.
Yeah,
people come in, get some cheese, hang out.
He'd have parties, right? Or
I'm sure he did.
I think I heard that. Yeah. What if it's like, no, I don't think he did that. He's him duels. Like, I don't think he was that rough.
Nice. Come on.
He didn't get too rowdy. He was
let him in. Like, they're, dude, he would just get, all right, yeah.
Everyone hated him. Well, I mean, people loved him. The politicians hated him because he was so
all right. The
uncouth.
The institution.
Yeah.
Or like the insiders hated him, right?
But, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, if you had a guy that's dueling, it's like, there's going to be a group that's going to be way on board.
Mm-hmm. I bet your debate speeches, you keep it a little toned down.
Yeah. What's that? What'd you say? You're right. Gas prices are too high. Just says he has to agree with him. I think he's good. I would vote. Say it. I would vote for Andrew Jackson. Thank you. You have to say it.
Martin Van Buren boys. He was the 8th president. He was from Kinderhook, New York, and they called him Old Kinderhook, and then they shortened it to OK, and that's where the phrase OK comes from.
Oh, wow.
Like, if you said, you're OK, that means you're with Martin Van Buren.
Really? They weren't saying okay before that.
Well, what does it mean? You didn't know.
It means you're okay. Like, you can come in.
Yeah.
So now they just said, I'm good. Yeah. That's what they said back then?
Yeah.
According to this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
That was a tough one to come off of Andrew Jackson. Just to dive into.
It's one of the facts you learn.
And you know what's fun right after Andrew Jackson? Van Buren, you're okay. You're doing okay. Came from that. Andrew Jackson. What president is Andrew Jackson? He was
number seven.
He was number seven. Van Buren was eight.
Yeah.
Oh, I bet people listening are like, "Oh my God, you're gonna go through every one of these."
Here we go, dude. We got a lot more.
Yeah, a lot.
Number nine. We have Henry Harrison. He gave the longest inauguration speech ever, hour 45 minutes. Unfortunately, he did it out in the cold with no coat or hat, developed pneumonia, and died 30 days later.
Yeah, but he was the oldest president at that point, right? I think he did the speech super long to prove that he had the stamina as an old man, and then he caught pneumonia and died.
That's pretty crazy, though.
Yeah.
Yeah. A little backfire.
Your inauguration. John Tyler had 15 children. One of his grandsons is still alive today.
Really?
Yeah. One of them died last year. He lived in Franklin.
Yeah.
And there's another one that's still alive.
Who is it?
John Tyler, the 10th president of the United States. He was president in 1840s, and his grandson is still alive.
John Tyler. It's funny. Is there some presidents you don't know that you're like?
There was a few that I was like, I think I've heard of this guy, but you were telling me to list all of them.
John Tyler had a grandson that still has a grandson that's still alive. A grandson.
Yeah.
So did he ever even meet this grandson? Or
no. I think he
When did he die?
So he died. He has a 91-year-old grandson that's still alive right now. And he lived, John Tyler did. He was the president in 1841 to 1845.
Yeah. Oh, he died in 1862. So, no, I mean.
He died before the Civil War was over.
Yeah.
And then his dad, I guess he had, I mean, his son, excuse me, lived a very long life and had a kid. And then.
Had a kid super late.
Pretty late.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That is wild.
Yeah. That's crazy. Who's your grandfather? That's crazy to be like, it's John Tyler. And they're going to obviously go, well, who is that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way everybody goes, wow.
Yeah.
I think if you go, who is your grandfather? John Tyler. Okay.
Why are you saying that like I should know who that is?
He's the 10th president. Of what? Yeah.
The HOA? No.
Yeah. No, of America. All right, dude. Who's after him?
The 12th president, Zachary Taylor, was munching on cherries and ice milk, and bacteria either in the cherries or the milk led to his death a few days later.
I mean, we had a run here where it's just
nobody.
Who are these people?
God.
They exhumed his body in 1991 to see if he was poisoned, but the results showed he did not have enough arsenic in his levels in his body to be poisoned. So I think it was just bacteria that killed him.
You think this guy, when he took this picture, knew that he would die from eating cherries? I mean, because he just looks like a pretty hard-nosed dude. He died from bad cherries, huh?
Or ice milk.
Or, yeah, there's a list of these presidents where you're going through and you're like, I don't know who these people are. Like, John Tyler, I think, it is where you're like, I guess I've heard his name.
Zachary Taylor is one I barely heard of.
Yeah.
Most of these guys.
Preceded by James K. Polk, who's
so he's a Tennessee guy. Yeah, we talked about him.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Some of these guys look like they wouldn't even be let on TV, do they?
No.
You know what I mean? It didn't matter. It's probably a good thing. It didn't matter what you look like.
Well, I think everybody looked rough back then. I mean, even if you're there's no air conditioning. There's no.
Tell me there weren't like handsome dudes walking around.
I think you were a dude, man. I think you were a straight up.
You're just.
I think
a dude.
The men looked like men. Like it was.
Yeah.
It was. Yeah, dude. You're.
Yeah.
If you don't have. I guess do they have electricity in them?
No, I'll get to that later.
You don't have electricity, dude. You don't like. There's mirrors.
There's mirrors.
But you're not looking, you're not like checking yourself like you are now.
Probably don't have hot water.
I mean, there's probably, I mean, the Gettysburg Address could have been with spinach in his mouth for all that no one even knows. I mean, no one ever brings that up, that he's just sitting there talking. You're like, is this something in his front tooth? And no one can tell because they're outside and there's no cameras and no one's, you know.
I think there are actually photos from the Gettysburg Address.
That would have been a hilarious if you're like, well, these people are all ugly. Yeah, they didn't have mirrors back then. Yeah. They were. Yeah. Oh, man.
Well, I don't think they looked at them.
No.
Like crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different look back then.
That's fair.
I think you were out. Yeah, you're out in the wild, dude. Like, you're like, look at when you go camping, which is easier to do than what they had to live with.
Yes.
It's easier to go camping near, like, here.
Yeah.
Than it would be to live in the White House as a president at that time. When you come back from camping, you're not just, you know, on your best.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's fair.
And then for 40 years of camping, and then you have the nerve to go, you guys are not that together that well. Yeah, dude. I wouldn't. One of them, Andrew Jackson, is literally murdering people in the yard of the White House.
They've all fought in wars.
That's what he's having to deal with on the regular, is like assassinations. He's like, come on.
Look,
dude,
at Martin Van Buren. Yeah. I mean, Martin Van Buren looks insane. Like, he looks like a crazy person.
And that's where OK came from.
He looks okay.
And he looks okay. Yeah. Wait, how's the president look today? Yeah. Yeah, he looks okay.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, it looks like someone just told him, "Hey, you're president. Go take this picture." And he goes, "What?" And then he goes,
"Do I need to comb my hair?"
Like, he's having to. Do I need to? Well, is this how a president would look? I don't know. It doesn't matter. You got to get out there. We got to do this picture right now. It's got the crow's about to fly away. Like, I don't know how they took pictures back then. I don't know. There's wind picking up, and where the flash of the candle is going to be gone, and so we're not going to get it. So just hurry. It's one shot. And that's what all the pictures look like back then. Like, they just got told.
Yeah. That's great.
Who's over to the left?
Yeah, that guy.
Franklin Pierce. He looks all right.
He's the next one. He was an alcoholic.
Okay. There you go. There you go. That's why.
His own party did not want to renominate him for re-election. So he said, well, there's nothing left to do but get drunk.
Yeah.
And he, while serving as president, got arrested for running down an old woman while on horseback.
Oh, my. While president?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
He was never convicted because they said there's insufficient evidence, but he was charged.
Yeah. I mean, how are you going to prove it? You know, I could just sweep up the tracks and it's over and it's a wrap. Dude. You can't do anything. He hops off the horses. Just brush away, like how you fix a sand trap with no rake. Just kind of brush your hands, brush your feet. Couple tracks, not even much. And then you're like, I never did it.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, all right. You know, probably one guy asked the horse just to see. You might as well try it. Yes, that, you know, he goes, I don't, dude. What if one of these horses can talk?
Yeah.
Like, it might as well.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt to try it. Imagine being that guy. Can I speak to your horse for a second?
Yeah. It's the last guy had a parrot. Yeah. So let's just see.
If yeah.
We don't know.
The two guys had the parrot talked.
Yeah.
Let me pull the horse. Let me just ask. I mean, dude, let me just ask the horse. There's someone asking that. Yes. Let me just ask him. Yeah. Did he do this?
Abraham Lincoln was our tallest president, 6'4".
Still the tallest?
Lyndon B. Johnson was also 6'4".
Okay.
How about that hat? It's because that's why.
Yeah. He kept letters and documents in his hat.
Dude. Yeah. I explained. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why I was so tall.
Mm-hmm. You know, he had is this true? I don't know if you've heard this, but I remember hearing, you know, he didn't have a beard first part of his political career, and a little girl wrote into him and said, like, you have an unconventional face. You should probably try growing a beard. And he did, and he kept it. It did make him look better. If you see him without a beard.
Yeah, it looks weird.
Yeah, I mean, part of it's because you're used to seeing him with a beard. But, I mean, he was not a handsome guy.
He's in the, he's in the Wrestling Hall of Fame.
Really?
He had 300 matches and only lost once.
Wow. Because he was so ugly? I'll be honest with you, I don't think he looks terrible. With no
but he
beard.
Looks better with a beard, though, don't you think?
Probably because we know him like that.
Yeah. Yeah. But I don't think it's insane. He's got big ears. I guess it helped his ears and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm not saying he'd be a circus attraction. I'm just saying.
I mean.
I agree with you.
Yeah. He looks regal almost with this beard.
Yeah.
Where you're like, I want to hear what that guy has to say.
Yeah.
If I see this dude walking up, you're like, somebody get this guy a sandwich or something.
Nerd. you start pushing your glasses up. Doi, 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 doi. And he's like, I'm Abraham Lincoln. I bet you are. Loser. They just start mocking him. Mm. Yeah. I'm growing the beard back. Is this your wife? Yeah. You don't think something's wrong with that guy? Look at it. Did you talk to his wife? Obviously something's...
James Garfield was shot a few months into his presidency by assassin and died 11 weeks later. Doctors tried using a newly invented metal detector to locate the bullet, but the metal bed springs kept messing up the results, leading doctors to cut in the wrong places. On top of this, the doctors kept introducing bacteria into his body with their unsterilized prying fingers. So they led to his death.
He was like just brutally died. Like it would have been like, just let me lie here.
Yeah.
Got another one. How much you get hit? They don't ever feel. When is that when they go, bed springs? Someone just says that.
Just because, God, I think I know what it is.
Just quietly, they go, oh, we couldn't save him. And just someone, just out of nowhere, just someone quietly just, bed springs. Bed
spring. That's what it is.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy?
It was bed springs.
It was probably all the smartest people like available that were looking at this. But they just, something so dumb and simple now is like not wearing gloves or even knowing that that's a, you wonder how many things.
I don't think there's even gloves. Like they're going to have to wear like a winter mitt to get into you.
Well, yeah, what I'm saying, they didn't even think of that as being a problem. You wonder how many things we do now are going to be looked at that way years from now. Our smartest people, we just don't know, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure next week on Aaron, we'll get
someone
into
always
it.
Says about eating meat or something like that. Like that could be something they always think meat will be weird.
Eating other animals,
other animals.
Yeah,
I could see that. But for now, I'm enjoying it.
Yeah,
we'll see how that holds up.
Yeah, I don't live then. You know what I mean? I live now.
Chester Arthur wanted to redecorate the White House and they didn't have the funds for it. So he had an auction and sold all the old stuff, including Lincoln's pants and one of John Quincy Adams' hats.
Got Lincoln's pants right here. Oh, all right. How much? He's just asking the current president. How much? 20 nickels. That's, get out of here.
Buffalo
dude.
Nickels.
I think of it like a yard sale where it's like 50 cents for like a box of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm. I had never heard of this president. I'll be honest. Chester. Chester Arthur.
Yeah.
Never heard of him.
Well, apparently the one thing he's known for is
that Chester drawers? Is that what it is?
Maybe.
It might have been
Chest of Drawers?
Chester drawers. That's what we were,
Grover Cleveland was the 22nd and 24th president.
Oh.
He personally answered the White House phone.
That's so
like
great.
The main number. Yeah.
Hello? Yeah. Hello, over there. This is he speaking.
Sarah, is this Sarah? Sarah, give me. That's when they had operators. Like you would be.
That's bound to be. I didn't know they had phone. They probably had the first phone.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I would probably answer that phone too. Like it's such a new invention. That's like you're like that. That would be like now if they go. You know the president. Used to fly himself in the flying car. And like insane, like 100 years, you're like, what is so stupid as that? Uh-huh. But like to them, I mean, a phone, you're like, yeah, dude, I'm going to answer it. Uh-huh. That's crazy.
Yeah, six other people have phones, so I'll answer it.
Hello? Hello?
He became the legal guardian of his friend's 11-year-old daughter, and 10 years later, he married her at the White House.
All right.
Different time back then.
Yeah. Yeah.
Nobody thought anything bad about it.
Yeah.
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 I bet some people talked.
I mean, they, mm-hmm. well, I don't know. I mean, I think, yeah, back then it was like your purpose. You're like animals.
21's old.
Yeah. Hell, he got married at 21. Well, it's weird that he raised her.
Yeah.
Like, that's the, you know.
Yeah, that's what I was stuck on, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He had mouth cancer, and they tried to keep it secret, so they rented his buddy's yacht, and they went out in the water and did emergency surgery so nobody would know about it.
It's going to be tough to... Ooh, he comes back with a scar on his cheek, and he goes, what happened to that? We hit some waves. Yeah. I'll be honest with you, you should have just went into the open field where no one could get to.
You should just lock the door.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. We could do it in the White House and lock. Maybe we do it in another room. There they go. I don't know why we got to go. Is the White House where the White House was?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like you're, you know. To bumpy waters to do a very loose surgery. Like, it wasn't like they were just killing it. Did they, and everything was fine?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I think so, yeah. They said he had a huge depression in his mouth, so they didn't completely do it well, but he survived. So now we got electricity in the White House. This is late 1800s. Benjamin Harrison was the first president to have electricity, but he once got shocked, so he and his entire family were too scared to touch the light switches and would leave the lights on throughout the night.
I would just leave them on.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were too scared to touch it. But who knows, back then, you probably would get electrocuted.
Yeah, I mean, I would think you would have someone that would do that for you. And just think, you don't know how not to... You might be like, get the metal pole. you don't know.
Hand me that metal pole over there.
I ain't touching with my hands.
Give me that semiconductor.
Yeah. Yeah. And just get lit up. Lights are always on at the White House. Can we sleep with the lights off? Will you turn them off?
Yeah.
William McKinley.
You gotta sleep with a hay pillow over your eyes. They even had, I mean, I don't know.
Hey, pillow.
Yeah, I don't know. What was a pillow?
I don't know. Oh, what, you mean what was in it?
That's a good question.
Yeah. Probably feathers.
Yeah. But I mean, not like, I mean, it was like sleeping on feathers.
They didn't have memory foam.
But. Yeah.
I'll look into this. I'll get back to you.
All right.
Looking up the history of pillows.
William McKinley wore a carnation as a good luck charm. But one day he gave a little girl his carnation from his lapel and was shot by an assassin a short time later.
I mean, the assassins back then were just through the roof.
Yeah, it's just a good chance.
It was, I mean, you know, just think, it's so hard now, like when you just don't hear about it, like, you know, I mean, honestly, you thought like if anybody's gonna get shot, it's gonna be Trump. Like, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just so hard to be, I think, to do now.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, just to hear back then was just...
All the time.
I mean,
yeah.
You had to... Like, I mean, Andrew Jackson had to handle it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you don't have bodyguard. They don't have... Secret Service is not even invented yet.
Mm-mm.
And so you're just... that's so crazy. Yeah.
Yeah, I think it was almost expected. Theodore Roosevelt got shot during a campaign speech and finished the speech.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... No, I'll do it.
He got shot in the chest, but his metal glasses slowed the bullet, and his days of hunting realized if he's not coughing up blood, he's probably okay. So he finished his 90-minute speech. Told the folks, I've been shot, but I don't care. Still did the speech.
He was awesome.
I mean, dude, everybody was shot.
You just got shot.
I mean, right there, every... I mean, like, what is it, like, 10 of them?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah.
I've skipped some.
That have been shot.
Yeah.
Was every president shot?
No, but there was a lot of attempts and a few that succeeded.
Was every president shot?
I didn't know Thomas Jefferson was shot. Did you know that?
Did I say that?
Is that who you just said?
No, Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Theodore
if I
Roosevelt.
Said Thomas Jefferson, I meant Theodore Roosevelt.
No, you might have said Theodore Roosevelt. But Theodore Roosevelt, I didn't know he was shot. I don't
I didn't either.
Yeah.
I mean, like the, going through this, it seems like every. Yeah,
it's a lot more than I remember. I mean,
honestly, dude, every president up to this point, maybe they're. They might all have, like, someone truly tried to get them.
They've been around gunfire for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think you could, anybody could do it. They were just, it seems like they were kind of regular people.
Yeah.
Back then. Like, it wasn't.
Mm-hmm. I think most of them were like war veterans.
Yeah. Like a war hero.
Yeah. He was the youngest president. He took over because McKinley was assassinated at age 42.
There you go. Mm-hmm. I mean, then he immediately gets shot.
Yeah. He was 42, so he was your age, oh, yeah. President. John F. Kennedy was the youngest to be inaugurated at age 43, but was shot.
Did, is Theodore Roosevelt, you said that's, is that the way people say is the best
president? You might be thinking about Franklin or Roosevelt.
No. Teddy Roosevelt was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. The Bull Moose Party. He set up all the national parks and stuff.
Yeah.
He's the guy who speaks softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah.
You heard that saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was him. And that was his philosophy. He was awesome, dude.
Yeah.
The teddy bear comes from him. There was a story about him refusing to shoot a bear on a bear cub on a hunting trip. And toy makers thought, oh, we should make a toy to honor him. So they call it the teddy bear.
Huh. That's a, such a big honor.
Yeah.
Like, just to be a teddy bear is, everybody says it. I don't think I've ever thought about it.
So then the next guy that came along, William Howard Taft, he wanted to do the Billy Possum. Yeah. But it did not have the same effect because his story was how he ate an entire possum during one meal. There's Billy. And kids just did not get on board.
Yeah,
that's amazing.
Taft was the largest president at 350 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Look, I mean,
it's so big of a guy, dude. 350. William Taft, was he the one that was couldn't walk or something? Or was,
he got, there was a rumor that he got stuck in his bathtub and they had to pull him out, but they think that's probably not true.
Yeah. I mean, dude, that's so funny for him to, like, that Billy Possum, you're like, yeah, who came up with that? Him? And you're like, yeah, yeah, that's exactly who came up. Because they did a teddy bear, dude. That's just, let's do a Billy Possum. And the, you know.
What's the backstory?
You go, all right, but, like, why do we want to do that? He goes, I mean, dude, one time I ate an entire possum. This one meal, I ate a whole possum myself. And you're like, all right, that's a little different. You know, I mean, do you know the story with Teddy Bear? Because I don't know. I've heard things, but I don't know what it is. Well, that's, you know, I'm saying it's different. It's different. Do you think people love possums? Do you love them? Do you want to snuggle with a possum? He goes, I do. Of course you do. Billy Possum. Wow. That's so.
I've eaten a whole possum before.
I've eaten a whole.
Oh, yeah.
What would be a good animal? Do you hunt?
I like possum.
I ate a whole possum once. Okay. Okay. William Possum.
Oh, do they eat possums normally where you're from? No, not really.
No. No. I didn't even know you could eat them. But. The fact that you ate a whole, and that's something, you know. Okay. He didn't shoot a cub bear, but you ate a whole possum. And you think that's the same. You think you guys are the same.
Here's Taft. Picture of Taft playing golf, dude.
Yeah.
He was the first president to throw out the first pitch at a baseball game.
Oh.
Really?
Yeah.
Duh. I'm guessing it didn't go well.
You could probably do that. The next president, Woodrow Wilson, was the first golf-loving president. He loved it so much that he would even play in the wintertime in the snow and use black golf balls.
Mm. Yeah. Is that not typically done?
Golf in the snow?
No. I mean, I've played in the 40s before, maybe even in the 30s. They do in, like, Michigan and stuff like that. They're guys that will play in the snow.
Mm-hmm.
And, but, yeah, it's not. It's just too cold.
Warren G. Harding play poker at the White House, and he lost a bet one time and had to give up an entire set of official White House china.
Wow.
In a poker game.
Yeah.
I mean, that's pretty good, though. You're playing with not your stuff. You know what I mean?
So yeah. Yeah. I'll be right back, guys. Yeah. Yeah. Right back.
All in. Every time.
It's Mary Lincoln Todd.
You're going to win their money, or you're going to... All right. Here's, Mary Lincoln's Todd.
Uh-huh.
This is her blouse that she wore. No, the day before the day.
Yeah, not that.
So not that. He goes, no, I'm not crazy. He goes, you throw in a little bit more, I'll get you Lincoln's hat. You know what I mean? Goes, I mean, just, you're just getting stuff that like doesn't, whatever Garfield didn't sell in the garage sale we had.
Who does the president play poker with?
That's a good question. I don't know.
Who do you think?
A bunch of, I don't know who they were probably around. The army, they were probably around the military, basically.
I'm guessing if you're president, don't you every now and then want to be around people that don't care you're the president?
I mean, it sounds like you are.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody's trying to kill you. I mean... You're actively being shot, and then doesn't it sound like anything happens to these people that shoot at you?
Yeah,
and then you have to finish doing what you are doing.
Yeah,
like I think, I mean, I don't know who cares.
Yeah,
like I don't know these. I mean, we haven't had many stories of respect shown.
No, none.
Teddy bear was the first like sign of respect.
Yeah,
I mean, someone wrote in, the little girl wrote in, Abraham Lincoln said, "Your face is stupid." And so he grew a beard. Like, there hasn't been an ounce of love thrown one president's way. I think you would want to play with somebody that actually maybe respects you. Yeah.
Here's the one I forgot.
Yeah.
Grover Cleveland with his 21-year-old wife, they had a baby, and her name Ruth, and the candy bar company, Baby Ruth, is named after her.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's pretty nice. I thought that was named after Babe Ruth.
Most people do.
Wow.
Those people are dumb.
Those people are dumb like you, Aaron.
Those people are dumb like you, Aaron.
Ugh.
Ugh. Yeah. You are dumb.
I felt embarrassed even telling it because I know Nate knows it.
Oh, well then.
Calvin Coolidge.
I thought it was after Mickey Mantle. What the? His favorite baseball player was Babe Ruth. That's the thing. And so they named. That's how they got Baby Ruth.
Calvin Coolidge made someone rub Vaseline on his head every morning while he ate breakfast. It's supposed to help the skin.
This is when it made the turn.
Yeah.
Well, not yet. Herbert Hoover's son had two pet alligators who ran around the White House.
Oh, that's awesome.
There's pictures of them, I think.
Really?
There's a great story about Calvin Coolidge. He was a very, I don't know why I know this. He was a real introvert and wouldn't talk much at parties and stuff. He just like wouldn't talk. And there's this story of a woman who walks up to him and goes, "I have a bet with everybody at my table that I can get you to say at least three words tonight." And he just looked up at her and goes, "You lose." Yeah. And then goes back to his meal.
Oh,
that's pretty awesome.
That's great.
It's weird to think about a president like that now, because now they have to be the exact opposite.
Yeah.
You know?
Now they have to be charming.
To just be like a low-key, no charisma, any of that.
Huh. What was...
That's fair.
Yeah. He said you can look up Hoover's alligators.
Yeah.
My bad.
You got that Coolidge story.
My bad. Hey, that's a cool story.
No, that's a good story.
That's a cool story.
It sounds
right?
So good. I don't know if I believe it, but...
I don't know if I believe it at all either. But, yeah, I'm sure... It happened.
Oh, yes.
No, that's a drawing. That's like what they picture.
This alligator.
That's a lion. What am I looking for?
I thought that first one was it.
Pretty basic thing.
The first one.
Hoover's alligators.
No. That says alligator President Hoover.
This.
Yeah.
This is the one that Nate immediately dismissed.
I thought that
it looks the leash because he's got them on leashes.
It does look fake.
And the leashes look fake.
Well, they're green, and there's a black and white photo, so I'm not sure.
Yeah. All right.
That's my bad.
Yeah. Let's go back to Calvin Coolidge. Yeah.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first
Coolidge story.
Franklin D. Roosevelt was the first president to appear on TV during the 1939 World's Fair.
Oh, in Knoxville?
Yeah. That was in New York.
It was in the Sphere.
The Sun Sphere.
The Sun Sphere.
He married his fifth cousin, Eleanor Roosevelt. So okay. she didn't have to change her name.
That's convenient.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fifth is, that's far enough down.
Fifth's plenty far.
Plenty, you know? Yeah. I mean, I think they were probably all fifth cousins. Mm-hmm. You could almost argue, it's like, so, all right, they're like, well, that's a bit much. All right, you may do my sixth cousin? Yeah. That's all I know.
Yeah.
You're not too far. Like, it's, I
think
mean,
that's as far as it went.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Theodore Roosevelt was his fifth cousin also.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Had a thing for him, too.
Yeah. He's my first option.
Yeah. Oh, I skipped one. James Buchanan was the only president who never married. He and Alabama Senator William Rufus King lived together for more than 10 years, despite being rich enough to have their own homes. Mm. Andrew Jackson called them Miss Nancy and Aunt Fancy.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's unbelievable, dude. Oh, my God, dude. That's... I mean, I'm from Old Hickory. It's the town I'm named after. Our town's named after that guy. I mean, just, he sounds like he was ahead of his time, to be honest.
Yeah.
That's crazy, dude.
Yeah. Dwight Eisenhower put a golfing putting green in the White House.
Oh, nice.
Okay.
Now we're getting somewhere. We're almost done.
Yeah. Did you just look up a fact from every president?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I didn't think that's what we're gonna do for U.S. president. I don't know what I thought.
Yeah.
So maybe talk about what we would do.
Well, I mean, like, just when was Secret Service invented? Like, yeah. When was all that stuff?
You 1865 just... after
Lincoln.
I looked it up earlier.
I mean, I looked
there's
up
some other stuff we might have to do another episode.
I looked up the qualifications for president, obviously how tight security was. But these facts are so crazy, I wanted to share them.
Yeah, I like them.
Lyndon B. Johnson fought in World War II. He was on a plane that was about to take off, got off to go use the bathroom. His plane took off, he got on another plane, but that first plane crashed and everyone died.
Oh, wow. Wow. In World War II?
Yeah, well, he became president much later, but he was fighting in World War II.
He wasn't,
Okay.
Yeah. He played golf a lot, and he was terrible. And one historian said he would take up to 400 swings during an 18-hole round. He just hit another one until he found one he liked.
Wow.
So 400 strokes is a pretty bad day on the course, right?
I mean, people want to average. Typical people want to break 100. But I don't – I mean, 400 is clearly he's just taking a lot of balls.
Just hitting a bunch of balls.
Yeah.
So, I mean, he probably shoots – you know,
probably shoots
170s. Yeah. Well, if you take a best shot and you just hit till you're happy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're the president,
yeah,
you kind of do whatever you want, right?
Yeah.
I mean, then they fought in war. Like, that's what's so crazy. These guys, because we're going to eventually have presidents that are, you're like, they didn't do anything. They went to school.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, these are like, these presidents all had to, like, they were like crazy. I mean,
who was the last president even? George H.W. Bush fought in a war. He's probably the last one.
Yeah. Which I'm not saying that should qualify him, but it's like, that's how many wars were going on. That's how much stuff they had to fight. Like, presidents are eventually now just going to be like, that's a smart dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Gerald Ford had two different assassins try to take his life within a span of 17 days. Both were women. It's kind of crazy.
Wait, really?
Yeah.
My earliest memory is that I can
voting for Gerald Ford.
That I can put a you're close. That I can put a date on. I remember going with my mom to the voting booth when she voted the 1976 election.
Yeah,
Gerald Ford and Jimmy Carter.
Yeah,
so I was five.
Yeah,
yeah.
He was never elected. Right, he was never elected president.
Because Nixon resigned.
Yeah, and then he lost
re-election.
So he was never...
Gerald Ford.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been to his presidential museum in Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Yeah.
And it's pretty... He wasn't president very long. And so they stretched some stuff out. Yeah, there's like a whole wing of just like... He he played college football in Michigan.
He's a great athlete.
He was a great athlete and all this weird, but, you know, but the actual, like, what he did as president is like, I don't know.
Did he not do? Because he's a pretty famous name.
Yeah.
Of president.
I think we're just now getting to names, the recent history that we know.
Yeah.
I looked up the presidents when you guys were born. Do you know who the president was when you were born?
Jimmy Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's still alive.
Yeah.
That's pretty crazy. Yeah. The president when you were born is dead.
Yeah. HW.
Yeah.
Yeah.
20 years later.
Yeah.
Or not 20, 15.
Yeah.
Something like that.
And so, and who was president when you were?
John Tyler. You're friends with his grandson.
No, it was Nixon. Richard Nixon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And who was your first, like, when you voted, who would
the first time I could have voted?
Yeah.
I guess the 92 election?
Yeah.
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 Was that Bush, Gore?
No, it was Clinton.
Clinton Bush.
Bush Sr. Yeah.
Bush Sr.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I want to say mine might have been, when are you? 98 or not, when was it, 2000?
96
and 2000. Bush Gore, I guess, maybe could have been my first.
Oh, in 2000?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I graduated high school in 97.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe that would have had to have been, right? Because 96.
96 was Clinton and Dole, but you would have been too young.
Yeah, I'd have been, maybe I was, my birthday's in March. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I don't feel like figuring it out. I know I didn't, like, but I think I could, the first thing I could have voted was,
I'll do a couple more. Jimmy Carter, he's the longest living president of all time. He's 96. And he and his wife have been married almost 75 years.
Wow.
The longest couple to ever be married. And he saw a UFO before he was president.
Did he really? Did he talk about that on the campaign?
I don't know if you talk about it on the campaign, but he's talked about it. He and
other people. Yeah, you maybe wait till you've already been elected before you start talking about that.
Yeah, thanks for guys for electing me. By the way, I saw UFO there.
Here's why I'm really here. I'm trying to get to the bottom of this.
I bet he got to. He, like, people always say, like, people, he's like the president that you hear that most people have met him.
Uh huh. Well, he, up until recently, maybe still does, teaches Sunday school class in Georgia.
Yeah.
And Habitat for Humanity.
He's done so much humanitarian work since he's been president.
Humanitarian work.
There you go.
Kind of comes back.
Yeah.
Comes back around.
But they're, like he's, I think Hannibal has a joke about him, like where he would always shake everybody's hands.
Yeah.
Like when he met, they seem just like nice. I mean, it's crazy that this picture looks not real.
No, it doesn't.
But
The last one, Ronald Reagan. He played a round of golf at Augusta National in 1983. An armed gunman drove his truck through an entrance gate and took 5 hostages in the pro shop, demanding to speak to Reagan. 2 hours later, they negotiated with him. The man was arrested. No one was hurt, but he served 3 years in prison, which seems short to me.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's pretty crazy.
Yeah. 2 hours later means he won it. He goes, "We're going to finish the round." Like, we're not.
I'm playing great today. We better wrap this up.
Does he have a gun? Does he not have a gun? You're like, he's got like a big sword. And they go, "All right, dude. We might let it."
It's Augusta.
It's Augusta. Augusta's the one. You go, "Dude, it's Augusta." Dude.
Yeah.
The nerve of that guy. He should have got more years for the Augusta part than even the actual hostage part. The main thing we're doing is just the... You not being a dude enough to respect in a day at Augusta.
Yeah.
That's the problem. We're not, you know, if we're at Winged Foot, I get it. I get it, dude. We're at Pebble Beach. I understand. You bring a boat up, you rest, start shooting people. I get it. Augusta, you leave that day alone.
Yeah.
Even if you're Ronald Reagan, you leave that day alone. All right. That's it.
Yeah, I was going to ask. I mean, obviously, none of us are qualified to be president. Our wives are more qualified. So, if we were the first gentleman, what would be our cause? Like, everyone has a cause.
Oh,
yeah. Why can we be president?
Well, I was just, all right, we can, I guess. I just thought it'd be easier to have a cause. Literacy?
Huh?
Gout?
Yeah.
Gout awareness?
Mine would be ageism.
Yeah, ageism.
Fighting for, because other countries respect.
So, what were the first lady? So, Melania's was cyberbullying. Michelle Obama's was childhood obesity. Laura Bush's was childhood literacy, right?
I think so.
I think. So then yours would be...
Mine would be
ageism. Discrimination.
Yes, that's the one discrimination everybody's fine with.
Yeah.
Everything else has been shut down.
Uh-huh. Yeah, I do. Yeah, yeah. Gout awareness.
Rabies.
Scurvy. I'm like, yeah. Let's figure that out, yeah. You know?
Yeah, I don't know what I would... My calls...
Literacy, yeah. or illiteracy.
Yeah.
Like not being able to read?
Yeah,
yeah, but helping people. Yeah.
Well, I don't even know if I have dyslexia.
No, I know. Well,
I know.
We don't know if he has gout, but I think he should be fighting for it.
Who has more signs for which?
I think we both have a pretty good guess. Yeah.
I think we're both going in the doctor's office. We're both going to have a talking to. Like we got enough of the signs that's worth seeing somebody. He turned around. If he heard you describing your gout and then heard me reading, the doctor would look around and go, "We could, yeah." Tell him I got an appointment available. I'd love to talk to him. I don't know. I don't know what my calls. I don't like it being literacy. Yeah.
Well, I'll spring that on. You could be president and we'll be first gentleman. Aunt Nancy and Miss Fancy.
Yeah.
I like that.
That'll be us.
Oh, I got a fun one. Fun one. You know, if you're the president, you can decorate the Oval Office.
Yeah.
You can put whatever you want in there. Any item from like any museum ever. Oh. You just go get it.
Yeah.
So what would be a cool thing that you would want in your office? I mean, it can be literally anything.
That T-Rex and...
Yours would be...
don't they have the big T-Rex?
Oh, the big one from the Smithsonian? Yeah, you could get that.
From the Chicago Film Museum?
Yeah.
I don't know if it fit in the Oval Office, but I guess if you broke it all down, put it in a box.
So I can't get whatever I want. That's what I would do it for that. Okay, so I... Just to be clear, so I can't.
So not everything.
So not everything. And they go, well, I guess we thought that'd be obvious. Yeah. You go, did we? Uh-huh. This whole thing is kind of ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I thought I would ask. Right.
Yeah. I put the sunsphere. I get that and that to the White House lawn.
Football sign for the 1997 Vanderbilt football team.
Yeah, I would something like that.
But it's crazy. You think like any painting. You're like.
Well, what's some examples that they've done it?
You're like, some president would be like, I want George Washington's portrait right here to remind me of a trait that I find admirable in him.
But that was already in the White House, right?
Yeah, well, maybe not.
Does anybody bring in Jordan sneakers? Or
you could, theoretically, yeah. I mean, if the president's like...
I don't know if any of this is true.
No, if the president's like, I want this in my office. This is from the West Wing, so it's got to be.
That's where Calvin Coolidge's story came to.
There we go. It's got to be. Yeah, here we go. Come on. You can get whatever you want.
A 1,400 pound block of cheese.
Yeah.
You get the
big block of cheese day.
The couch from All in the Family. I want my world leaders to be sitting on that couch, and I laugh at them, and they go, what's so funny? You go, you're never... I don't think you're going to get it, but that couch, dude.
Yeah,
so funny that you're sitting on it.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I don't know if I believe that at all. All right.
Me either.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure that's true. I just, sometimes I'll think something's true. I talk about it on the podcast and I lose a lot of confidence in it. Mm-hmm. And I got to go back.
I think that's a good thing. And. That's it, everybody. All right, we'll see you next week. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Nateland Podcast. Be sure to subscribe to our show on iTunes, Spotify, you know, wherever you listen to your podcast. And please remember to leave us a rating or a comment. Nateland is produced by me, Nate Bargatze, and my wife, Laura, on the All Things Comedy Network. Recording and editing for the show is done by Genovations Consulting in partnership with Center Street Media. Thanks for tuning in. Be sure to catch us next week on the Nateland Podcast.